You're a player who kind of wasn't getting a whole lot of playing time last season when we were in the games, at least my first season that was here. What did you work on most in the off season?
Probably using more post moves, 'cause I was lacking. I had like one go-to post move, so I felt like I had to add a couple more and just like go over a couple and just keep on running through them and trying to get them at my best to best ability to score off them.
And again, you went from a player who wasn't playing all that much last year to being a centerpiece on the team this year. What kind of an adjustment was that like for you? How long did it take for you to kind of get used to being one of the guys that is the guy, both offense and defense?
I was up for it last year. I was just not in position for it, but definitely coming into this season, I knew what I might have to do when Coach B got told that he's a new head coach. We talked a lot before the season started, and I knew I was capable of it, and yeah. I know my teammates are got my back.
What did you and Coach talk about in those preseason meetings?
Just like his plan on what he thinks we're going to do as a team, and like what our like assets are going to be, or most likely what like we're capable of, and all the players we have on our team. We don't just have one or two scorers. We could share the ball around and have someone else score, and yeah.
Let's get into the games last week. 41 points against Faribault. That's a team that you had played really well against in the last meeting between the two teams as well. I think you had like 37 there, but in that game in particular, when did you start to realize that you were hitting your shots, everything was going right for you, they were giving you the things that were allowing you to take over?
Actually, at first, I didn't know how much I had. I actually got told by my teammate Andrew. He was like, "You have some 40-some points." I was like, "Really?" And I was told that I had a lot after the first half, but I really didn't realize until after the game was close. After the game was close to done, finished.
What was it that Faribault was giving you on defense that you were just playing to your strengths so well with?
Their matchup they had on me, Coach B told me he couldn't guard me because of like he was really scrawny. I feel like I just like attacked him and got a little space from my teammates spreading the floor, and just went to work and tried going to my move as fast as I can instead of them coming to help and taking my time.
And I mean, you mentioned you didn't know exactly how many points you have, but you knew you were doing well going through that game. When you're going through a hot game like that, does it really just all become kind of a blur throughout the course of the matchup?
Yeah, actually, it really didn't feel like I had that much, but once you get going, I guess, and yeah, you just keep on going to your spot, I guess. But I really didn't feel like I had that much, but I did go to the line a couple more times than the other games that I played, so that helped.
And your free throw shooting's been really solid over the last couple of games too. On the regular season, percentages haven't been great, but you've been knocking them down over these last few games. Is that something you focused on?
Yeah, 'cause it's the free throw line. We work as a team, shooting at practice, and that's a big standpoint as a team, making our free throws, because it's a free shot, so we got to take advantage of our opportunities at the line.